for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Batra. Fit for life.
Combo at 6:30 hours,
12:45,
and at 8:50. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Combo Radio. Milonso residents in Mokushi call for construction of the police post to curb rising crime. Lusaka bus drivers maintain fares despite increase in fuel pump prices. And in Africa news, a plan to scrap up presidential elections put Zimbabweans at loggerheads. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents over Milonso area in Mokushi district have called on government to construct a police post in the area to help curb rising criminal activities. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Ruben Mwape said the absence of a nearby police facility has made it difficult to effectively handle crime, as cases often go unresolved due to the long distance to the nearest police posts in Mokushi and Masansa. Mwape said the establishment of a police post within Milonso would improve response times and enhance the delivery of justice in the area.
The police force to a papa at a police post, you know, really quite. Avant to him was a Sanuku Tukanana. So, the Kawako police post is to a quarter for a man of Wanga, Alufiana, Mamutola, Papani, from Pera for a man. So, Kumasansa, Nakumukush, Kunokuini. So, Wumba, Yadi, but in Iran dishing, give up with Shapa Yapini, Ishi Kurushi, Ishi Shilling, Yokira Pati. So, the Kawako police post is to chat to Alfisha.
Bus drivers are operating from Mokulima Tower bus station in Lusaka have maintained their current fares despite a recent increase in fuel pump prices. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the station deputy secretary Fanwa Njulovu said drivers understand the factors behind the fuel price adjustment and have chosen not to pass the cost on the passengers. Njilovu noted that the Energy Regulation Board has previously reduced the fuel prices and the current increase should not automatically lead to higher bus fares. He has since urged fellow drivers to remain considerate on passengers, many of whom are already facing economic challenges, and to avoid exploiting the situation.
There are so many considerations that they put in place on the increase and reduction of the bus fare. Like, for example, if you see the way in the past month, Banabuera Bozago, I think two, three, or four times, they call Banabuera Bozago on bus fare. So, we really thank the government of the Republic of Zambia under the able leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema and the ERB, of course, because we understand and we know the impact where this whole thing is coming from. It's not the problem with the Zambian government or the ERB, it's because of the war which is there.
The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy has expressed a deep concern over videos are showing Zambian citizens are being brutally assaulted by Tanzanian nationals amid allegations of male genital disappearances. CPRA Executive Director Clifton Mayawa Chifuwe described the development as extremely troubling and warned that the issue has now taken on a dangerous international dimension. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Chifuwe cautioned that tensions between Zambia and Tanzania could escalate with risks of retaliatory actions and disruptions to cross-border trade. He has since urged the Zambian government to immediately engage Tanzanian authorities to protect citizens and defuse the situation.
Our concern is that which looked as though it was a joking statement, has actually escalated to international levels, which might prevent cross-border traders. And if that scares them, it simply means that we are going to be affected as a country economically, because you know that we depend on these neighboring countries for imports and for our traders to actually survive. And so when you see what happened recently in Tanzania, it's a very serious concern. And this is why, as an organization, we are urging government that this is an issue that they expeditiously need to sort out. Not only are we concerned from the economic front, we are also concerned in terms of peace and security.
A development advocate has called for a human and inclusive approach to the planned demolition of illegal structures built on water and sanitation pipelines in Kitwe. Joseph Kangwa says while the move is aimed at addressing serious sewer blockages and effluent flooding affecting areas such as Ndeke Township, the timing and execution could lead to a humanitarian crisis. Kangwa notes that demolitions during the rainy season may expose vulnerable groups, including women, children and the elderly, to displacement and harsh weather conditions. He has since urged the Kitwe City Council and the District Commissioner's Office to suspend the exercise until a proper support framework is put in place.
While I fully acknowledge the serious public health risks posed by sewer blockages and the flooding of effluent in residential areas such as Ndeke Township, it is equally important to consider the humanitarian implications of the proposed demolitions. The need to protect public infrastructure must be balanced with the need to protect human lives and dignity.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana ama bwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Nitego, Zama Oda, Zamele Kalandida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
Tifte KG Katapa, 80 Kwacha. Tifte KG Chihuahua, 140. Tifte KG Kalembula, 80 Kwacha. Tifte KG Ondwe, 100 Kwacha. 50 kg Repu, 300. 50 kg Mupilu, 120. 50 kg Chinese, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Impwa, 280. 50 kg Rumanda, 150. 50 kg Delele, 200. 50 kg Dzingoma, 60 kwacha. 50 kg Mundambi, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Nshava, Zafreshi, Kadononga, 300. Charimbana, 400. 50 kg Kandolo, 250. 25 kg, 130. Bokosi ya tomato, 350. Onyoni ya redi, ponchu ya mutu, 400. Ilibemutu, 250. Onyoni ya white, 200. Mkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 60 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 350. Meda binzi, 200. Meda vijiza, 100 kwacha. Meda vinkubala, 550. Meda delele, 25 kwacha. Meda green binzi, 30 kwacha. Meda mpilipili, 130.